Welcome to Hedstrom Lumber Company, born right here in Cook County in 1914. Summer sawmill tours are Tuesdays at 12:30 and Fridays at 10 a.m. Missy was my tour guide.
Hi, I'm Missy Smith. I have been working for Hedstrom Lumber for a year and a half now, and I love meeting the new people that are coming here all the time and asking the questions. I come from a logging family. Second generation, and my brother and son are still winter loggers. And so the lumber industry and logging is nothing new to me. And also my husband is a carpenter, and so he's putting the material we cut back up into your homes.
Tours start in the office with some background on the company, also where the logs come from, and where the lumber goes. Questions are welcome. This indoor introduction takes about half an hour and includes a look at the employees and machinery you're about to see in action. On the roughly hour-long tour, you'll see all the steps that turn a log into lumber.
Right now we're just coming off of breakup season, so the yard is somewhat empty looking, but a month from now it will be filled back up. All the trees are, or the logs, are sitting in the woods from being that they couldn't haul it on the roads. So normally when a truck comes in off of the Dumplin Trail, they will be taking this here loop past all of our white pine, our spruce pile, and red pine here, and the birch is in the far north side, as well as the jack pine and pulp. So I'm going to take you towards the where the logs come in from outside to the debarker. You can kind of see the see this little operation, how this all works.
Sorting. So what were they sorting for? Like what?
They were sorting the cans to make transfer back in to maybe make a 1x4, 1x6, or send it right outside to the hog to make mulch or bark that will be shipped later off to Thunder Bay, for example, or maybe just Canada, I should say, and be made into paper or plywood, cardboard. Or some of the product would go to wood chips and the mulch for people's gardens. Hog fuel also heats our facility, and we also send hog fuel up to Resolute in Thunder Bay for heating some of their facilities as well.
The company strives for 100% use of the logs that come in. Whatever is not used for lumber or finished boards becomes one of the six different byproducts of that process. High-quality wood chips, sawdust, bark, shavings, trim ends, and hog fuel. Some of that hog fuel goes right back to heat the kilns. Here's one I recognize by sound. The lumber is sorted by dimension and grade into different slings. This is the sound of a growing pile of 4x4s.
I would recommend that if you know you want to come and go on a tour with us, please call at least a week in advance, just to make sure that there's openings, because generally we fill up quickly and then we kind of recommend them to come on a different day, and then it works for them, and so those days fill in too very, very fast.
For safety and visibility, tours are limited to 12 people each and open to people 10 years and older. that are comfortable with lots of walking and stairs. Headstrom Lumber Company provides earplugs and safety goggles. You can do your part for safety by not wearing high heels or flip-flops.
How can I reserve my spot on a tour?
You can call myself, Missy, at 387-2995, extension 10. And I'm here Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 5. Headstrom Lumber has been in existence since 1914. This July, we will be celebrating our 100th year.
In honor of the occasion, Headstrom Lumber is hosting Community Appreciation Days on July 7th and 8th. That Monday and Tuesday, tours fill first come, first served all day long. Andrew Headstrom first began sawing lumber in 1914, and it's a tradition that is still going strong.
Missy, thanks so much for the tour. I learned a lot.
Well, you're welcome. I hope to see you and everybody in the community. Everyone needs to come check it out because it's so impressive once you actually get into the buildings and see what's going on.